Oh my God, Liv. People are always coming to me asking how to make six figures as a life coach. And I'm like, what? Like, it's hard?
It's easy if you just go to class. To get our free class on how to make six figures in your coaching business, all you need to do is text the words six figures to 813-212-8869.
Again, text six figures to 813-212-8869 to get our free class on how to make six figures as a life coach today.
Now let's get back to the episode.
It's time to pick up the phone. Answer that call.
This call is your calling and you can't hide from it or ignore it.
That passion you have to help people and make a difference isn't going anywhere. You deserve to get paid and paid well doing work you love and changing lives.
Everything in your life has led you here, and now we're here to help you figure out how to make your destiny your reality.
Welcome to Six Figure Certified Coach, the podcast hosted by Inner Glow Circle.
IGC is an internationally accredited life coaching school created to take your existing professional skills paired with your life experience and turn it into a six-figure coaching business.
We've trained thousands of successful coaches, and now it's your turn.
Let's get focused, get real, and get you six-figure certified.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Six Figure Certified Coach Podcast powered by Inner Glow Circle. My name is VP Wright. I'm the podcast manager, and you've heard me on a couple of episodes because I'm also a graduate of Inner Glow Circle. Today, we're bringing y'all a treat because recently, a couple of weeks back, Inner Glow Circle hosted a live training called Get Hired Now, and we went over a ton of information that's incredibly actionable if you're wanting to start your coaching business, design coaching packages that attract your ideal clients, translate your gifts into real profitable business ideas that support you, your communities, your families, your dreams, and honestly give you so many hands-on tools and resources to support your clients' breakthroughs and results. So we went through that through this training. We went through a lot of specific actions and tips you can take. And Liv Chapman, the CEO of Inner Glow Circle, and Sam Sennett, the Director of Admissions, take you through all of this, in addition to some of our team members also joining the call. The actual replay, the physical one you can get with all the slides, all the information, that is available for you to access in our show notes. It gives a whole walkthrough on the actual training itself. You get a guidebook as well, which is very helpful, and a quick run through on why IGC might be the best option for you if you're considering getting certified. I highly recommend popping into the show notes and grabbing that as well. But if you're on the go and you really want to listen to this and just take some action right now, then this episode is for you. Hopefully you can get everything that you need to get started inside, and we will see you inside of the episode.
Hello, everybody. My name is Sam. I am the Director of Admissions here at IGC. Some of you look familiar to me, which is really great to see names and, I mean, not faces yet of those of you that me or my team have spoken with on the phone. We're so excited to have you here today. The point of this training is to teach you all how to get hired, because that's the main question. How do I make money? Can I make money? Do people actually hire life coaches? So we are going to take you through a very step-by-step training tonight that, if you have a notebook, please grab it. You're also going to get the workbook live for being here. However, this is going to be the lay of the land. So first off, we're going to talk about what are your actual goals. As coaches, we always have to start with our clients around determining what their goals are. So that is what we are going to start with. We're going to start by helping you set some goals and get yourself in the idea that you are a professional coach and you have some sales goals for yourself. Step two is going to be helping you actually learn how to communicate what exactly it is that you do, so that your ideal clients or people that would be a great fit to work with you or a great fit for coaching can hear you and can pre-qualify themselves. Step three is that we are going to be showing you how to actually do the thing. So how to actually kind of put yourself out there and get hired. We're going to talk about pricing and expectations. That's another huge question that we seem to get from prospective students is, what do I even charge and how do I know where to start with that? We're going to give you some data and some ranges here. And then we're going to challenge you to go and do the thing, get hired, because and we'll get into this, we have had students that have enrolled for the fall that have already gotten hired. That is what we're in the business of doing at IGC, is not just training up excellent ethical coaches, but also training excellent ethical and amazing business owners and entrepreneurs. So I think we can get started, Liv.
Let's go, baby. Okay, who are we and why are we teaching this? We'll keep this pretty brief, not because we don't want to talk about ourselves for hours, but because we want to get to the good stuff. So if we haven't met yet, my name is Liv Chapman. I am the co-founder and CEO of IGC. The quickest bio ever, I quit my teaching job. I was a classroom teacher in DC public school with zero coaching clients, but I had a summer off to get started, and I had to learn, and I had to learn fast. And the other part of that story is then I got unexpectedly pregnant about 3 months later. So I really had to learn quickly how to run a business and how to get clients. And that is where this all started. I made $122,000 my first full year of coaching and hit seven figures within 4 years. If you've ever been a teacher or on a public pay scale, this literally never would have happened in that job. So we're going to give you all of our brains tonight. And if I could do it, you can do it. If Sam can do it, you can do it. We're going to show you exactly how. So Sam, go ahead.
Yes. Also the fastest bio ever. So for me, my journey into coaching was a little bit different. I was working full-time in mental health, prior to coach training, but it was my goal because y'all, I was in the debt range of $80,000 coming into coach training. I'm very public and open about that because I think that, shame around money and financial situations is what keeps women stuck, and it especially keeps women from starting businesses. So I was in the debt range of about 80K when I came in, and I didn't have a choice. It wasn't like I gold myself. It was, I had to make the money back. And that's exactly what I did. I made the full tuition, of the program within 8 months. So 6 of those months I was in training, the second months afterwards, I was selling a group coaching program that I actually built inside of coach training with another woman in my cohort. I ended up being able to resign from my mental health career 1 year exactly to the month after coach training. And in my first year of coaching full-time, I earned $108,000. So it can be done, y'all. And we're really hoping that we can give you some examples and just inspire the belief, because I believe that if you are here, there is at least 1% of you that legitimately thinks you can do this. And as coaches, it's our job to stand for that 1%. So let's get into it.
Absolutely. At 1%. So if you're at least a 1% believer and you would like to make $100,000+ in your first year as a coach, please tell us in the chat so that we know who's claiming it. Yeah. So yes, you can actually get hired. I know Sam said this. You could get hired this week if you wanted to. How do we know this? Because we have had students who haven't even started class yet use their resources. And if you stay tuned, you're going to know what those extra resources are, and got hired while in early enrichment. So early enrichment is something that we put our students through before training even begins. And we say, get hired before training even begins, start making money before training even begins. That is often the thing that people need. I was broke as ever when I started coach training. I did not have time to waste. Even if you're not broke, why would you waste any time that you could be working with clients, doing exactly what you want to be doing and getting paid to do it? Easy yes. Here's a little proof if you don't believe us. Okay. I was able to make my ROI during coach training. ROI is return on investment. I made my investment back in coach training. I signed my first client before training even started. I landed a new paying client tonight. I have some exciting news. I booked a new client. I now have 3 clients. What? I had no idea people would be willing to pay me. This person too is going to be in the fall class and hasn't even started yet. Wild. So here's a little proof. I like proof before I do anything. Here's yours. A little bit more. I'm thrilled to let the world know Inner Glow changed my life. Girl power. There's also a supportive community. If you need someone finally in your life who's not going to talk you out of your dreams, we're your people. My coach training isn't even over yet, but I've already earned over a third of what I spent on it with offers I've started creating since April. Oh my God, I'm super excited. I have 2 real discovery calls booked with another 2 people who've reached out to me in the last hour. I love this one. It's a text. It's late and it's Saturday, but I have to celebrate with someone. I just signed my biggest coaching contract today. 8.4. So that's $8,400 paid in full for 6 months of weekly 45 minutes sessions. Basically okay. $350 an hour. I'm sorry, what? Also, just confirmed my first client. She wants to sign up for 6 months. Someone talked to me and they got hired. Anyway, all of this to say, these are all different people who have all decided to actually follow the directions that we're going to give you tonight. So there's going to be the people that come to the call that are like super inspired. And then they just like go back when this is over, turn on reality TV. No, that's okay if that's what you do. But then they don't do anything with this training. And the people who do, and we often say this, like, if you know how to follow directions, you will make money. It really is that simple. Am I wrong?
I mean, no, I've gone through the whole process from start to finish. So no, I was someone that definitely needed proof though. I don't even think we used to have these slides in because we keep our community really private. Like these are excerpts coming out of the circle, which is our private Facebook group specifically for our incoming students, current students and graduates. So we had to get permission to get some of these, but yes, we have many women that were on this training in the spring that got through the spring cohort are about to graduate, I think this week or next week, and were the excerpts that you're reading. So anyways, let's talk about setting some goals here. So
yeah. So at first, everyone who's here, you need to get the guide. I'm dropping it in the chat. You need to get the guide. This is the workbook. We usually sell this for $99. You're going to need it for tonight. So you can just click the link and it should open up on your computer. If you can print it, that's great too. But we are going through the Get Hired Now workbook.
Okay. So number one, how many clients do you want to have? Think about the current schedule that you keep right now. 99.9% repeating of all of our students are juggling two, if not three, very big areas of life. They're working full time. They have kids. They have a partner. They're really involved in their communities. That's the reason we're the coach training program for women is because we understand that as women, we deal with a lot. So think about your schedule. Be realistic. Be fair. How many clients do you want to have? And how many clients would you have the capacity for if they were there for you? Number two, how much do you want them to pay you? The price is made up, y'all. There's no like set price. When you think about it, like why are things priced the way that they are? Because someone said so. So when you are a business owner, you get to set the price. So how much do you want your client to pay you? And how often? You know, for some of us, perhaps you can offer a payment plan of sorts, a monthly payment plan. For others, maybe your situation is you would need a pay in full client. And finally, how much money or total revenue do you want to generate every month or every year? This is not the place to be shy either. This is the place to really say what comes up for your heart, like whatever the first numbers are. Even if right now, again, 99% of you is like, there's no way, we're going to stand for the 1% that knows there is a way.
So yeah, if anyone wants to drop any of those responses in the chat, that would be great. I'm the biggest fan of setting completely wild goals and hoping to hit them. I am not a fan of setting really small goals and hoping to hit them. So feel free to dream big or to declare big or to commit to big. If you have 10 hours a week available that you could be coaching, then put you on 10 clients. If you want them to pay you $150 a session and you want them to pay you monthly for weekly coaching, that's $600 a month times 10 clients. There's $6,000 a month. Does that sound like enough revenue for you every month? If not, add more. You see how this works? We're just backwards planning it all. Yes, do it in reverse. Okay. So first things first, you got to set the goal. When we don't have any goal, we don't know where we're going. When we don't know where we're going, we get lost. So this is where you must start. All right. Keep it moving. Okay. So once you have your goal, you have to define what you do. This is like, people would call it an elevator pitch. Who's ever in an elevator anymore? I don't know, but we could just, it's a simple way to say exactly what you do. You have to know exactly what you can do so you can shout it from the rooftops. In IGC, we say, tell one new person every day what you do. If you don't know what you do, it's going to be very hard to tell people. So here's the formula that we offer. I'm a specific niche, what you do. So it could be life coach, business coach, marketing coach,
spirituality coach, health
something.
Coach,
you don't even have to use coach. The word coach. You could be an advisor or a consultant, whatever you want to do. That's the first sentence. I work with, it can be as specific or as broad. It could be people. It could be women. It could be college graduates. It could be students. It could be men over 40. You could make it whatever you want, who are looking to goal one, goal two, goal three. I came up with a few examples just for fun. These are not in the deck. Surprise. So here's a few to get you thinking. And I am a fan of making it very easy to understand. I have a big issue with a lot of the terminology in the life coaching industry that quite frankly just doesn't make sense. I'm like, you do what? So oversimplifying is the key. Don't try to be all jargony. No one even gets it. But here's a couple examples. I'm a life coach. I work with post-college women who are looking to increase their confidence, shift their mindset, and ditch mediocrity once and for all. Like that one? Here's another one. I'm an executive coach. I work with women who are looking to go from led to leader, overlooked to overpaid, and from board to boardroom. You guys loving these? Or is it just me?
These are good. These are honestly really good.
You want
good.
A couple more? You want a couple more? Okay.
Do it.
I'm a relationship coach. I work with women who want to unleash their inner queen, find the partner of their dreams, and create a dirty novel worthy love life. Hello. Is everybody Hello. Awake? Listen, if we're not having fun, we're not going. So come have fun. All right. One more. Let's see. I do have a few more, but here's one. I'm a business coach. I work with service providers who want to go from stressed to strategic, from overlooked to fully booked, and who want to wake up every morning to an inbox of your invoice has been paid, in quotes. You like these?
These are good.
Okay. There's some examples for you all. If anyone signs up for coach training tonight, I will help you with yours. All right. So that's what you need to do first. And it has to be in your voice. Like, I like a little bit of theatrical language and all of that, but if you're more serious or if you're more whatever, build that in, but make it very clear. Make it very clear so that people understand, like, oh, I want that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's that formula again. You will do this part. If anyone has theirs, feel free to put it in the chat. You need this first. This could also become your Instagram bio or your TikTok bio or your email signature.
I'm looking at this and I'm like mentally filling it in. So I'm a life and business coach, and I work with entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs who are looking to raise their standards, increase their confidence, and watch their bank account rise. And we don't settle here. That's mine.
Love it. So you need that first. And if you are like, I'm not sure what I'm going to be, listen, I changed my niche multiple times. I don't even think that you need one. You can just be a life coach. I don't want to say just be a life coach because it's still a big deal. And I think, but it's actually quite simple and easy for people to understand. So that's a win right there. A lot of people start coaching and change their niche. If you were at the open house, all a niche is coaching to a need. And the only value that it really has to have a niche is for marketing purposes. So think about what you love to talk about the most. Think about what you already post about the most and start there. All right. Step two, how do you do it? You have to be able to explain how you work so that your ideal clients are begging to hire you. Okay. So you have to know what is your ideal client's number one problem or goal. If you don't know yet, think about why you want to be a coach. Why? What do you want to help people with? And maybe that is something that started with you. What was your number one problem or goal that you solved for? And if you could only teach all of these other people going through that, how to fix it, what is that thing? So are you struggling to XYZ? Are you struggling to find a job you love? Are you struggling to lose the last 10 pounds? Are you struggling to be respected at work? What is the thing? What is your ideal client? And another way to look at this, what are people complaining about? What are your ideal clients complaining about? Because we all know that oftentimes the problem is really how we can craft the solution. We have to know what the issue is. And then you want to outline how you can help them. So the key to effective marketing and sales is to speak directly to your ideal client. Then dig deeper into the exact steps that you can take to get your clients their desired result. We're going to get to that.
Many of you are my ideal client, I'm just saying, because you're struggling to stop self-sabotaging. Like, many of you are self-sabotaging opportunity after opportunity after opportunity for you to actually move your dream forward. And I get it, because I was you. It took several calls in my own admissions process. But even before that, it took several years of like mindset work for me to get to the point to even get on a call with an advisor back in 2020. And yeah, I think that many of us are our own ideal clients. I know I am. Like, the women that I work with now, I'm like, oh, okay, if I can do it, you can, because I'm just a few years down the road, because I started earlier, I got support, I knew this thing existed. It's the same for many of you. So I don't know why that just popped in my head. It just
relevant.
Seriously relevant.
I am her too. And I think sometimes that's why your niche might change too, because you were once this person and then you go through something else and the story changes a little bit. But I think one of the keys to actually being successful and getting hired now, which is what this training is about, getting hired now, is just choosing the thing that you want to help with now. Stop like future forecasting or future tripping over what could be or will change or whatever. If you want to get hired now, you need to nail this down now.
So again, we're just kind of continuing this. So to get the desired end result, what is the first step you are going to take with your clients? So again, if you're just getting started, what's the first step you would plan to take for this person? Again, thinking about one of the biggest things that they're struggling with, what would be the very, very first step that you could plan to take? Now we're really asking you to like get into the coach mode. So what would be step one? Once your client accomplished that or reach that goal, what would be step two, step three, step four? So start here. I'll give just a minute. So I'm thinking for the self-sabotage piece. So step number one for me, if I'm working with a client that is self-sabotaging, I want to bring increased awareness to this, the actual behaviors that they're engaging in that are self-sabotaging. So I'm probably going to have them, like, we'll work together to make some sort of a list or give examples of how they're currently self-sabotaging in their life. So that would be very step one. It would be to increase awareness of the problem. Step two, I would personally have them choose out of this whole list. Let's get really, really specific. What is the one that is getting in your way the most? What is the one that if you were able to replace it with a more forward moving behavior or habit, there would be a trickle down effect to the other ones listed. Step three would be to create a plan of action for them to actually, step three would be, what is the healthier habit or the forward moving habit that you would want to replace the self-sabotage with? And then step four would be, let's create a plan of action to actually start engaging in healthier forward moving habits.
So good. And if you're new and you're like, I don't know, this is where I get stuck, this is why I wouldn't get hired, because I don't know the how, I'm going to give you a very basic coaching four-step thing that you can then personalize or customize for your own offer. But the very first thing that you're going to want to do with your clients is say, if you enroll them for 90 days, which I always recommend starting with 90 days, that's how long it takes to create change. The first step is we're going to lay out a 90-day plan. Okay. The second step is we're going to get total clarity on what is blocking you from success. Step three, we are going to start taking action from a new place. So a lot of step three is around like defining who you want to become and starting to act that way. We talk a lot about that in coaching, embodying your next level self, right? And then number four is a plan or accountability to essentially create longer lasting results. So how do we keep this going long term? What kind of strategies does your client need to put in place? What kind of shifts do they need to, you know, take note of on a daily basis so that they can continue getting results? So that's some basic coaching stuff for you. So what was, Amanda's asking, what was step two? I don't remember what I said.
Oh, I don't know if it was step two for you or step two for me, but.
Okay, what was your step two, Sam?
Around self-sabotage, mine was I would help the client pick one self-sabotaging behavior, like out of the list that we created, like pick one that they really want to start with trying to dismantle. Liv, do you want to explain the bottom part of this?
Sure. So this is another fill in the blank. This is something that you can complete right now. This is something that you could literally step away from this recording from. Highly don't recommend doing that. Do it after we complete this live training. But during blank, I'm feeling blank and I've decided to offer X amount of complimentary or free calls. It's first come, first serve. Here's something that you can literally do now. So during the next 3 days, I'm feeling inspired and I've decided to offer 5 complimentary. This is another thing. I did a whole video on this. Don't call them discovery calls. Call them clarity calls or call them complimentary coaching sessions.
Yeah.
Yes. It's first come, first serve. Email me, DM me, or schedule here. Just give them a way to do that. So if you have kind of outlined your pitch, I'm a life coach who does XYZ. Here's how we work together. This is a whole social post for you, what we've already created. During or, you know, just create a time frame. You need to create some type of limit. So this week only, offer ends on Friday. I am feeling so inspired. I want to offer 5 complimentary coaching sessions. It's first come, first serve. It could be email me. It could be DM me. It can be drop an emoji for the link. Anything like that. You could also email this to people in your life. Not talking about an email list. I started my business from friends and family contacts. I would just email them from my regular Olivia at gmail.com. Okay. Referrals are going to be the best thing. And I know there's women on here who can speak to the power of referrals. You don't need to find strangers on the internet necessarily. You can, but you send this to your 5 best friends from college or your friends from high school or your family that actually supports you, whoever it may be, and ask them, say, can you forward this to 3 people in your life who are looking to do XYZ, those 3 things that we outlined on the first slide? Mm-hmm. Okay. This is a little script for you to be able to do it. And if you don't get any bites right away, you do it every single day, multiple times a day until Friday or until that timeline expires. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like that was something that when I was first hearing your story at the beginning, when you said you would block off time in your calendar, like if you didn't have a client where you wanted to, you would block off time to,
yes,
to do this. I never thought of it that way, but then I started also doing that because it makes sense. It's also like a little bit of manifesting, it's but cool. Taking aligned action.
Yeah. So at the beginning of this, when we said, how many clients do you want to have? Typically a coaching session is about an hour, right? But if it's 30 minutes, it's basically an hour in my calendar brain anyway. So block off all those spots that you intend to have your paid clients. And when you don't have those paid clients, this is what you're doing. These are the emails you're sending. These are the posts that you're creating on social media. And eventually all of those little blocks are going to be filled with paying clients.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
100%. All right. Step 3.
Okay. Pricing and expectations. Again, pricing seems complicated, but it's actually quite simple. Own your pricing. Get clear on typical client results. So these are our recommended starting rates for the women that are in our training program. $50 to $150 a session. I started at $50. That was my very first client that I landed was $50 a session. It was a coworker. Or no, it was someone I graduated high school with. my second client was a coworker at the time that was like in a different department than mine, but we like would see each other around, and she had me on social media as a newly certified coach. So when you graduate in 6 months, then the range increases anywhere from 150 to 235 a session. For an ICF credentialed coach, the starting point is 230 to 250. Like that's the starting. Yeah. But can go up to $500 plus an hour. So here's just a couple of examples. For a new coach in training, you could work on landing your first 4 one-on-one clients at $75 a session, which would bring in $300 per month per client. That is such a steal. And I will also say, I do have a mental health background, and many people are used to paying co-pays that are $50, or they're paying private pay therapists $150, $200. It is not, I just like really want to pour in the belief for a second. It is not hard to get hired at these rates. The reason that you are getting blocked is because no one has ever gave you permission to ask for money at this level. Your job hired you because you are the best talent at the lowest rate.
Ooh.
So $75 is a freaking steal, especially for the women that we have in our program, because they are some of the best. Back to point, your monthly income would be $1,200 if you had four one-on-one clients at $75 a session. So example two, you get to mid-training. So for us, this is 3 months in, you're at the break of the semester, maybe you bump it up to six one-on-one clients, and now your rates have increased. We had a post from one of the other slides, someone that's about to graduate coach training. She started with a woman, I think in a 3 month contract. She re-upped that contract month five of coach training for another 6 months, and she raised her price to $100 a session. So now you're at $400 a month per client, and your monthly income is now $2,400. I don't know what y'all are doing in your jobs, but for me, I was working 50 to 60 hours a week, and I was making about $4,000, $5,000 a month. This is 6 hours of work at a still discounted rate to make what many people are, some people that we have in our program are making less than this per month, but working 40 plus hours a week. So think about your current situation and really allow yourself for just a second to envision that you are working 4 to 6 hours a week bringing in this kind of income. And again, this is the rate in training.
That's wild. And we have one student who's already charged. She hasn't even started training yet. She's charging $250 a session. She's making $4,000 a month right now before training. That's insane. I mean, in a good way. Okay. I'll just let you finish out the numbers. You're good at them, Sam.
Oh, well, they're all right here. But again, a certified coach, your rate, your minimum $150 a session. Again, $600 per month for client. Now, if you have eight clients, you're making $4,800 a month. We're just using a one-on-one model inside of coach training. We're teaching you so many different business models. We have a whole podcast on business models on the third season of Six Figure Certified Coach Podcast. Isn't it literally called Coaching Business Models? I mean, yeah. We go through all the different kinds. This is just purely one-on-one, and that's how many of our students start. But I mean, for me, I'm like 10 clients. At that point, I'm scaling to like a group program. So anyways, again, let yourself, you have full permission to dream as big as you want to in this space, in this hour. Yeah, and know that a woman has already done it.
Yeah. I think all of these are actual examples from students. And I know we went through mine in that podcast episode. I don't know if someone can find that and pop the link in there, but I think it's really helpful just to see where you're at. And I think the only thing, don't get so caught up trying to decide on the price. There's actually, when it comes to talking to people about coaching, there's not going to be that big of an issue between starting at 50 or 75 or 100. It's all in and around the same. It's just got to be the number that you feel like you could tell anybody anywhere, this is my hourly rate, and you wouldn't flinch. Mm-hmm. So if that means starting at 50, do it. And then after a couple times, up it. Mm-hmm. And if you're like, I don't want know who to tell, go every single morning when you wake up, go through this in the mirror. I know it sounds a little nuts, but I would do that kind of thing. I was so not confident at the beginning. I really had to retrain the confidence in my brain. And that's lesson one of early enrichment is CEO level confidence. And I promise you, you will come out of that training a whole new person. Okay, keep going. Reminder. Oh, this is a fun one. I'll read this to you all. This is just a reminder that there are 7.8 billion people in the world. About 1.35 speak English. Half of those are women. If you have the numbers for every nuance of your niche, half are women, half are moms, half are working, half totally vibe with, this is just someone else's example, your salty language or feisty energy, and maybe yours is your whatever, not those things. Half of those people want help now, and you're only looking for like 10, right? So do you believe there are 10 humans right now who are a perfect match for you and what you have to offer?
This one's all a reality check for me too, because you keep doing the mindset work. Even, I mean, in entrepreneurship, I mean, that's the benefit of being in a community is because entrepreneurship is a ride. And I don't know, every time I see this, I'm like, yeah.
Well, it's so grounding. It's like,
it really is.
Literally the world is your like lead pool. There are so many people who are unhappy, who are unfulfilled, who are miserable, who want to create XYZ. It's just a matter of you having the language and the wherewithal to say, hey, I can help you. And if you're willing to say, hey, I can help you every day, you're going to be fine. Mm-hmm. All right. So pricing and expectations. So price only matters in the absence of value. Price only matters in the absence of value. So what is your job? I have to move our little window for a second. Your job as a coach is to be crystal clear on the results that are possible through working with you. So the best way to share typical clients' results is to give examples of what your clients have experienced in the past. These could be paid or pro bono. Both count equally. Own your work and don't be afraid to brag. Even if you've never had a client, you've probably had a friend or a colleague you've supported in the past. Who have you supported and how? I can guarantee every single woman on here was probably told you should be a life coach, or probably are the one the friend calls when shit hits the fan. Oh, I hope there's no kids. I'm sorry. I won't do it again. You are probably the person that everyone goes to. Maybe your family's coming to you. You're the solver. You're the peacekeeper. You're the one who everyone needs something from. How have you helped all of those people? What do you bring to the table? If you haven't had a client yet, start there. I remember going back, I was a classroom teacher. I was teaching fifth grade, and I listed every single way that I helped those kids. I mean, it took a lot because I didn't see it that way, but chances are if you have lived life and you have now decided you want to be a life coach or some type of certified coach, it's because you are naturally gifted at adding value and helping people move forward in their life. Mm-hmm. All of that stuff you need to write down. All right. We're going to give you some examples, okay? If you need to, take your phone out and take a picture or take a screenshot if you're on a computer. So life coaching, here's what I know for sure. You could literally take these just so if you need to get started now, take these, rework them to yourself. Here's what I know for sure. If you're unhappy with how you feel at this point in your life, I'm confident that in partnership, you will be able to see changes quickly. In our first session, we will outline exactly what those changes are and start implementing actions you can take to see results. When my clients complete coaching with me, they experience an increase in confidence, self-trust, and communication. Plus, you will see that it is possible to set goals and achieve them. So if you need to explain to someone what coaching is, there you have it. Relationship coach, I can't promise you'll be in a relationship by the end of our work, but what I can promise is that you show up fully, you'll have an entirely different approach to dating and love than ever before. You'll feel more at peace with yourself and clearer than ever on what you actually want. this is the whole thing with expectations. People are going to come to you when you start posting that you're a coach, and they're going to say, like, so what are you going to do for me? What's going to happen? This is how you set the expectations. This is why it's important to get clear on your process. Just like we talked about a couple slides ago, it can also, we outline exactly what you want to see. You start implementing them. I hold you accountable. Okay. These are a little bit of phrasing. I think I have one more page of these too. Health coaching. How much weight will you lose? As you know, there are a ton of variables in the weight loss process. However, I know that if we start now, we can shift your relationship to food, your relationship to your body, and have you feeling healthier than ever. And that's usually when the pounds start to slip off. Business coach, most of my clients walk away from our work feeling like they've fallen back in love with their business. They're typically making more money than ever before. And most importantly, they're enjoying their work again for the first time in years. You could take any of these niche examples and rework your own stuff into them. And I highly recommend you do. This can be used inside of a conversation. So when we say tell one person every single day what you do, oh, we were in Charleston at the Leaders Rising. That's our level two retreat.
Oh, yeah.
I think two of the women got consultations or sales calls booked with their Uber drivers because they're telling the Uber driver exactly what they do. And that's what we teach you to do in IGC, like literally tell people what you do. That's how you get sales calls booked. And in those conversations, you can share the expectations. You can set the standard. And we go into everything like that in coach training, how to run a sales call. But I promise you, I didn't have any of that training when I started. I just had to start and mess up a few times, but then get it. So this will help, I promise. Okay, want to go, Sam?
Yeah. Okay, step four, get hired. Again, like Liv said, tell someone new what you do every day, get hired every week. This has been a personal commitment of mine since I came into coach training, is that I tell one person a day that I'm a life coach. So here are just some ways, again, literal practical ways. You can take a picture of this if you want to, or just jot the ones down that feel the most doable for you right now. But number one, you can start with a couple of pro bono clients, or low bono, as we say, to build your confidence and get some reviews and referrals, because in the coaching space, referrals are like gold. Reviews are like gold, especially if you can get audio and video reviews. Reviews sell themselves. Number two, tell one new person every day what you do. If they aren't a fit, ask them who they know that is. Number three, do market research to learn more about what your clients need support with. Literally Google, just Google. Start Googling a question that you think your ideal client might have and see what Google auto-populates, because that's also what these same people are searching for. Number four, convert pro bono clients into paid clients. Scripts are in the workbook for you that we've already given.
Yes, you all have access to the workbook. If you don't, does someone mind just copying and pasting that link again in the chat from up above?
Yes, please do.
I know some of our advisors are here. Thank you.
So you can use those scripts to shift those clients into paying clients. Number five, focus on your one-on-one offering first. It will lay the foundation for your courses, your group programs, and other offerings. As you work with people one-on-one, you will really learn, like, what is it that all these people have in common and that they need? Okay, here's a group program. That is how I created mine. We'll keep moving forward. Consistently share content on social media that shows you are an expert. You should really position yourself and think about yourself as being the go-to person in your entire network for life coaching, for example, or whatever kind of coaching you want to do. When someone thinks of this, they think of you. Email at least 10 people a month, letting them know what's going on in your business. Offer to get on the phone with them and their referrals. Start hosting a free monthly women's circle, in person or virtual. Offer a complimentary sample session to everyone who joins. Have your current clients introduce you to future clients. Ask them for referrals. Give them a small incentive, like a free extra session. Brainstorm collaborations with people in your network that offer value and exposure to a new audience. We just had a little in-house month group that was focused on creating a profitable event, which is really fun. If you're more extroverted and you're involved in your community, that's a great way. Follow up with every lead 5 to 12 times, because 98% of sales happen between the fifth and 12th interaction.
because this is, again, the average time backed by data that it takes people to actually say yes. And then rinse and repeat what's working in your business. I think one of the things in entrepreneurship, especially because of everything that's out there online, makes us feel like we constantly need to be reinventing and recreating, when if you find something that works or feels good for you, just stick to that. Create an SOP around that if you really want to step it up and be a CEO. If it works, do it again and do it again. You don't have to keep going back to the drawing board or like looking at random people to follow online to get different ideas. You're doing it right if it's working. So you just keep doing that.
All right. So I know we went through those pretty fast and hope, but there's more details around them in the actual workbook. I thank you, Caitlin, for posting that again. And also, I'm not even going to sugarcoat it, you guys. We told you to host women's circles. We told you to post content consistently. We told you to email people. Like, all of that stuff is explicitly taught in coach training, all of it. And 99% of, especially when it comes to the marketing stuff, is taught in the early enrichment course, which I'm just going to say it now, like, anyone who does sign up tonight or in the next 24 hours, right, Sam, we're going to give you instant access to all 6 modules. So you're going to get all 6. That's CEO level confidence, new coach necessities, which is all about setting up your business and like outlining your coaching package and pricing and all of the basics. Like, there's a business plan in there. Number 3 is more really drilling in on your coaching offer. So we talked about how to share it. But I know you're thinking, but what do I do when I actually get them on the call? That's what lesson 3 of early enrichment is. Lesson 4 of early enrichment is get hired now with Katie. So you're going to go through this again in even more detail with Katie DePaula, who's the founder of IGC and who trained me in sales to begin with and who's trained Sam in sales. So you're going to get that with her. And then there's 6 ways to 6 figures. So that's a whole thing on designing a business model, meaning what you're selling, what your product or service suite is. And then 6 is consistent content creation. That in and of itself gives you 52 weeks of content. So if you're like, okay, great, you gave me this whole list, but like how? I'm sorry, but the how is in the early enrichment. And I'm not sorry, but that's how you get there. So you'll have to go to innerglowcircle.com/enroll, or please message one of our girls on the call. Caitlin and Brittany and Kendall are all here. If you're like, I'm confused, I don't know where to go, what to do, message them. Just wave in the chat, y'all, so people know.
Meredith is here too. I think that.
And Meredith is here. Yeah. Yes. I'm looking right at Meredith's face on here. Okay. So let's get into the 4 C's. So the 4 C's, these are just things to remember. Number 1 is commitment. Ask yourself, am I really all in? If you're secretly avoiding every opportunity to get hired or coming up with 1,000 reasons why you can't market, this might be you. You need to decide you're committed and you need to go all in. I just want you to play with commitment for the next 30 days. Like, can you commit to saying, I'm just going to be the next level version of myself for the next 30 days and see what happens?
I feel like that's what I did when I enrolled. I was like, I'm just going to pretend that I had, you know, $10,000, whatever it was, sitting around. Like, I just had that money and it was fun and I just got to spend it. And now I just get to make it all back. Like, I've never thought about it this way, but when you said like, just for the next 30 days, I really felt like when I made that decision, I was making that decision thinking about my future self, because present me was broke as shit. And the only way that I could click that button and trust myself was if I pulled plan B off the table.
Yep.
So what does it look like for y'all to be all in?
Yeah. Just play with it. I mean, life is going to happen anyway. The 7 to 10 to 12 hours you blocked off on your calendar are still going to be, you're still going to want clients there. Mm-hmm. But are you going to get them a lot faster if you're 100% in and you commit? Yeah. You are. Okay, number 2, confidence. Sam, you have to talk about this one. This is your thing.
Yeah, did you know the number 1 barrier? Again, I think I said this earlier. For entry, for women to say yes to becoming entrepreneurs, for women to pursue business ownership, is confidence. I won't go down this rabbit hole, but I mean, we are an all women program. You know, historically, men have made women feel like business was too complicated for them, that it is so complicated that it's just not for us. But it is. It 100% is. So in order to get to the point where you're running a 6- and 7-figure business, though, I know many of you, that's what you want. I was scrolling up and seeing someone said, I want to make $20,000 a month. You have to hone in on the confidence. You have to hone in on your confidence. And confidence is a practice. So yeah. Confidence.
Well, you have to be the woman that makes $20,000 a
month.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You have to be her. What would she do?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sorry. Yeah. 100%. So again, these are just some things that we would give to you and invite you in to working on your confidence starting now. Talking through your pitch while looking in the mirror, saying some of these things that you've already filled in out loud, record yourself, play it back. I would say find other people in your life that you can say it to. That'll be a great vessel and a great listener. Cough, cough, community cough. Feeling confident comes from being willing to put in the hours and the practice. Nobody just wakes up feeling like they have everything together all the time. And in fact, the most confident people don't ever have everything together all the time, but they choose to show up anyways because they believe in themselves and they believe in what's possible for their life. And most of those people also have a support system around them that when they have a down day or an off day, that support system is going to catch them and reflect to them, no, babe, this is what you said you wanted.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk you into it, not out of it. Everyone yeah. else in life talks us out of that. Talks you not here. 100%. Content. Content, content, content. You need to provide your audience with original, valuable content that will surprise them by how generous you are with your time, energy, and expertise. People need to be getting results from you before they even think about spending a dime. So the number one ingredient in any sale is trust. People want to get to know you before they invest in your programs. You need to show up vulnerably and transparently in your content. All we're really saying here is that you need to start talking about what you do as a coach and how you help people. And then you need to be generous with giving people tips or ideas or stories that show, not tell. If that makes sense. Again, we teach this all, but you need to be generous with supporting people in your marketing. Whether it's giving a free talk at a networking event or posting on social media, or one of the easiest ways is just start being supportive in Facebook groups. Mm-hmm. I go into the neighborhood Facebook group when people are complaining about stuff and I'm like, I know somebody that can help you with that, right? Like just start inserting support in more spaces. Instead of resharing someone's complaint post on Facebook with your friends and being like, look how annoying this is, comment below and say, I think I can help you with that. Mm-hmm. And that's because you asked yourself, what would 20K a month Liv do? Mm-hmm. She wouldn't be shady. That would be helpful, right? So content. And then number four, consistency. You don't have to be better than everybody else. You just have to be more consistent than everybody else. That's it. That's all. You have to show up every day or at least every week with your content and your message. It doesn't only have to be on social media. It could be an email. It could be a networking event. It could be leaving your business cards with the fancy little QR code that made its major comeback during COVID. And that's the only good thing that came out of COVID, in my opinion. At every single place that you go, I still leave them in airport bathrooms. I don't really know what happens to them, but I'm there. So why not? Anything. You need to be consistent every day. And I'm not saying you have to be on social media all day, every day. I literally never did that and don't do that now, unless I like want to, but that's rare. So, but you have to be consistent. If you can really ask yourself, did I let at least one person know today or one person today know what I do? Then you are being consistent. Consistency beats perfection. Consistency beats beauty. And what by that, I mean, you don't need perfectly curated posts to get clients. You just need to be consistent and be sharing the same message about how you help people every single day. Building an audience and a business is a marathon, not a sprint. As you know, knowing what you do and doing it are two completely different concepts. Decide on a structure to keep you consistent and hold you accountable. And you really just got to be real with yourself. Someone who is making $10, $20, $30, $40, $50,000. We have a graduate who's making over $50,000 a month selling group coaching programs. It's consistency.
I really feel like consistency is the gateway to equity. Like to equity. Like if you are sitting here thinking, well, that sounds nice for them. If you're sitting here with some otherly syndrome going on, that's what I call it. Like you think other people, well, that makes sense for other people. Other people have that. Other people can do that. No, this is the vehicle to you creating this for yourself. This is the vehicle to equity. I don't care what your situation is right now. If you commit to showing up consistently, you will out-earn, out-run, out-influence, out everything, anybody else at the table that you think you can't be at. I've just seen it too many times at this point with the women in the program.
Consistency over everything. And if you have a phone or a social media account, you literally can do this from anywhere. And I don't mean to sound like a gimmicky MLM type of thing, but like you literally can.
Abundance money mindset is more sales. If you are not sold on the value of the transformation you offer your clients or you will offer your clients, that is like bringing you to the table and having you give us an hour of your time, what's going to happen is that you will be less likely to talk about what you do, to appropriately value your skill set. So you'll lower your fees. You'll give random discounts. You won't raise your prices when you know you should. You'll be less likely to ask for the close at the end of a call. You'll be less likely to follow up. To help the prospective client work through their objection, you'll run away when they say no. You'll be less likely to stay open during the sales call, and you'll probably end up inadvertently putting your own biases into their experience. Yeah, I thought it was expensive. I think it's expensive too. So, And implement the training you're learning right now. So if you are not seeing money in an abundant way, honestly, to me, that is the first step to getting hired, is you committing to doing the work to improve your relationship with money. And that is a whole other training.
That's a whole other training. But it's true. I mean, if you like hate money or avoid money or whatever, you're asking for the reciprocal of that.
If money is always the reason, if that's like your scapegoat for literally everything that you want in your life, you are going to miss out on an entire whole life that you could be living starting today.
Like, pretty crazy if you think about it. I had to think about that for a long time because I had no money when I started coach training. But eventually you just get sick of your own stuff. So if that's you, innerglowcircle.com/enroll. Yeah. Oh God. I'm sorry. We got to have fun. Make your money mindset issues like a joke, truly, because they are. They can be just as your abundant money mindset can be just as real. So what we've learned in nearly 10 years, if you aren't getting hired, but you have consistently implemented every single step that we have trained you on tonight, you either don't have an actual commitment to your sales or marketing strategy. So that's like, we gave you that list of things to do and rinse and repeat. That means you actually aren't doing them, or you don't have the confidence or abundance mindset required to show up as a coach who gets hired. One or two of these things is the breakdown if you're not getting hired. Okay. And the remedy for that. All right. You come to training. That's how you remedy it. That is exactly how you remedy it. You sign up for coach training tonight and you commit to never being broke again, never being uninspired again, never wasting your time again, never wondering what if again. So in coach training, you are going to learn the skills to be an amazing coach. That is honestly going to make you feel 1,000 times better about going out and getting hired. Yes, you could go out and get hired with what we taught you tonight with no training. I promise it's possible. We've seen people do it, but highly recommend if you want a sustainable business that consistently makes the money that you want, you get trained to be an amazing coach. It's going to be so much easier to get hired consistently. If you want to get paid and reach your highest earning potential as a coach, certification matters. It literally matters. There are so many more opportunities that open up to you professionally when you have a certification. If you want to grow your confidence as a woman, a coach, and a business owner, if you want to have consistent lifetime support. So if you want me and Sam, I was going to say, all up in your space, all the time, among other people, as you grow your coaching practice, this is how. If you want to be surrounded by trained high-level, high-achieving, six-figure-plus coaches. We have more six-figure coaches than any training program in the world. That is not a fact because I have not researched them all, but try to find someone else, some other program that trains this many coaches making this much money. If you want to take ownership of your time, income, and earning potential, if you want to change lives through great coaching, you need to go to innerglowcircle.com/enroll. Yes, we're all up in your space. Go to innerglowcircle.com/enroll. If you're having a major anxiety attack when you see the payment plans, you need to DM Meredith or Brittany or Caitlin right now because they have a secret little thing for you. Yeah. Got it? There's literally no excuse. There's no reason why you shouldn't sign up tonight. If you're here, you spent almost an hour and 1 minute at this point with us. There's absolutely no reason that you should not enroll and go all in on yourself. You literally know it's possible. And if you exempt yourself, you're just exempting yourself from all the money that you want to make, the freedom you want to have, the impact that you want to have, the lifestyle that you want to have. I know it's like, we're all about helping people and we just want to change lives, but you know what? Maybe you also want to go on vacation. Maybe you also need a new car. Maybe you also don't want to have stress every time you have to go to the grocery store, right? So it can be as big or as small. I never was like a big, I need a trip to Bali. I was more like, I need private school for my kids, whatever it is, whatever your thing is. So if you make the promise to yourself that you are going to have at least X, Y, however many clients you declared at the beginning in the next 30 days, you don't even have to worry about having having money for the second payment because you're going to have more than the payment. So all you have to do is use code GETHIREDNOW at checkout. You go to innerglowcircle.com/enroll. If you need a different payment plan, if you need a longer payment plan, you need to DM one of our advisors. Amanda's going to Bali. I love that for you, Amanda. Send pics. Caitlin is, you're going with Caitlin? Even better. Okay. Sorry, I'm getting off track. I get fired up at this part because I just want everyone to have the best life ever. What else do you want to say, Sam?
I feel like you covered it all. I would just say, I don't know. I'm just putting myself in the mindset of like where I was at before I enrolled. And I just remember I had such a visceral reaction to fear. Like I felt fear in my body so hard, but it was honestly what I was, I don't want to say it's not conditioned, but like so much of my life I lived in fear because of very real things that happened to me and my family throughout my life. But being inside of IGC, talking to Katie, I think her name was Rachel at the time, was the first time I had a woman stand for me outside of my circumstances. Like everybody else that I had spoken with up to that point about my future, my earning potential, my career path would basically give me what they thought was doable for what my circumstances were at the time. Yeah. Being first gen college grad, first gen business owner, being a caregiver. Nobody ever like let me think that things could be legitimately different in such an abrupt and insane way. But this community did. And I had this inner knowing in my belly, like when I got on the call with Katie and she asked me if I was ready to enroll, and I wanted to say no, but what came out of my mouth was yes. So if you're like fighting off this back and forth in your body, if you come from a lot of really difficult lived experience, I want you to know that number one, you will not be alone in that. The other women in your cohort, the other graduates are going to hold and support you through that. And like I said, they are going to reflect only the best of you. They're going to reflect everything that you want, and they are not going to let you keep letting yourself down. So I too want to invite you, if you've stayed this entire call, to take the step tonight, not tomorrow, tonight, now, in 5 minutes, whenever, tonight, because what's going to happen is you're going to get off the call, you're going to go back to your life, and your brain's going to start overworking you, and all of that fear is going to creep in. It's going to suck you out of the driver's seat and throw you in the back with your hands tied up, with your mouth covered up, and you're going to have to figure out a way to untangle all that shit and get back here again. And that could be in 6 months. It could be in a year, 2 years, 3 years. But why would you want to let another like 6 months, year, 2 years, 3 years, let like go by?
so much can happen in such a short amount of time. And you all know this, for better or for worse, but why not it be for the better?
Yeah. Don't you deserve that?
Hopefully we get to see you. We're training you right now. This is also, I think there's also like a little bit of the training. If this resonated with you and this was doable for you, like this was giving you bite-sized pieces of actions that you can take to move the needle forward, this is how we train as well. We meet you where you're at. And so if you're a go-getter, you're going to take this and do every single thing on this list. If you're like, I'm dipping my toe in, pick one thing to do. But either way, we gave you all of your options. You have to carry it forward. If you need help carrying it forward, that's why me and my team are here. We are happy to get on a call with you. If your advisor's in here, just let them know you want to get on a call. And I would love to work with everybody. I love doing these one-off like money mindsets. I actually don't do them very much anymore. But I love doing them when I get to. So I would specifically love to help anybody that, again, anything that I said about my story resonated because the fear response was so real in me.
Yeah. The bigger the resistance, the bigger the possibility. We know that, you know that, you know, you got to, if you want to win big at life, you have to play a bigger game. It's like anything else. I think it says high risk, high reward, but there's actually no risk because we also have the 14-day satisfaction guarantee. So if you get 14 days into training and have a complete like bad reaction or something happens, like you're out, you get your money back and you can carry on. It's not going to happen. That's not going to happen because you're going to be engulfed by like this crazy supportive community and you're not going to ever want to leave. But if that helps you sleep at night, that's true. There's no other training program that offers you a refund.
No, there's definitely not.
But we know that you're going to do well and we know that you're going to want to stay, especially if you stayed here all night and especially if you know that you want to help people and you know how to follow directions.
Amanda, so you're coming into this round, right?
Who?
Amanda. I'm just looking at the chat.
Yes, Amanda's in.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Ooh. Hey.
And awesome. Class starts next week. So if you can commit to, again, pull out how many clients you're about to have, because if you don't have them, you're doing early enrichment in those time blocks between now and when class starts next Wednesday. It could either start Wednesday, Thursday, or Saturday, but that's what's going in those time blocks. You're going to get all six courses and all six workbooks tonight, and then you're going to go put them in your calendar and you're going to get ready to start your business. And then when we look back on October 31st, maybe you're celebrating more than just Halloween at the end of the month. Okay. So
yeah.
Amanda, get with your admissions advisor. Amanda, you have two clients already? Is that what she's saying?
I think so.
Oh my God. That's wild. Okay. So
I'm so glad you were here.
I know. You don't even need to be here. Oh my God. I love it. Thank you all for being here. Check in with your admissions advisor tonight. We'll all be up late. We're getting you in. We're getting you signed up. If you need a special payment plan, I don't have my kids tonight. So let's cook something up. Okay. Reach out to your admissions advisor if you need me tonight or Sam. I'm liv@innerglowcircle.com and samantha@innerglowcircle.com. We will see you in class this week.
Next week.
Next week, yes. All right, good night, everybody. Thank you for being here. Go make some money.
Let's face it, the world needs you and your clients are waiting.
This is the year you make it happen and become a six-figure certified coach doing exactly what you were called to do.
If you loved this episode, give us a 5-star review and share it with someone else who's ready to make moves and answer their calling.
We can't wait to see you next week and help you make your first or your next 6 figures as a certified coach.